You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 8 and verse 9. I read, "And he said, take heed that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified. For these things must come to pass, but the end will not come immediately." Brethren, if you look at the statement of Jesus in verse 8, he said that people will come and say he is Christ. That means they are not going to say they are Christ. They are going to say that Jesus is Christ. But yet they are going to deceive many. He says they are going to say the time has drawn near. Now, you would think that that is a message that we should embrace. If somebody says, see, the time is near, we should embrace that. The time of Jesus, the time of his coming, certainly draws nearer every day. So, but why would Jesus say that these people will come and say that the time is near? In a sense, it is true that the coming of Jesus is drawing nearer every day. But to say that the time of his coming is near because people are seeing wars and rumors of war and so on, it's not accurate. It's not accurate. So Jesus warned us against such teaching and such statement. Rather, what he wants us to know is this. He says, when you hear of wars and rumors of war, number one, do not be terrified. There is a tendency for us to become fearful, to become afraid. And when you look at the landscape of Africa, in Western Africa, there is infiltration of terrorists. In North Africa, different countries are fighting war on different fronts. If you go to the Middle East, there's hardly a time when they have peace. Somebody is fighting somebody. Somebody is fighting somebody. Even Europe is not spared now. Europe is also involved in war. So when you see all of these things and you begin to see some of the pictures on TV, you're likely to be afraid. But Jesus is saying, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. That's what the master says. That's what we should do. We should not hear of these wars and begin to panic and say, wow, look at all this wickedness. And then you are afraid. He said we should not be afraid. The next thing he said is that, he said, for these things must come to pass first. It must be fulfilled. It is necessary. Prayer cannot prevent it. We will continue to pray for peace. But there are things that are already ordained that must come to pass. Then he said, but the end will not come immediately. That is the issue. That was what Jesus was correcting. That some people will see that there is war. They will begin to now put date and say, yes, because there is war between Israel and Hamas. Oh, then Jesus is going to come next week. Jesus is going to come next tomorrow. That is a lie. And Jesus had warned us against such ahead of time. So brethren, let your heart be at peace. No matter what is going on in this world, don't be terrified. Instead, stay in the place of prayer, praying according to the will of God. But don't be afraid. It must happen. There's nothing we can do about it. But we are assured of eternal home. We are assured that the time is coming when the new earth and the new heaven will experience everlasting peace. I just pray that your name is in the book of life so that you can be counted worthy to enter that new heaven and the new earth. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.